Time to talk some Pac-12 football. He'll be in town for the opener Saturday behind the mic with J.B. Long calling the game on the Pac-12 Network. The extensive resume from his playing days at Pitt, filmmaker, author. I could go on, but I'll just welcome in Yogi Roth. Yogi, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on. I love getting on your show. That means it's football season.
Now, before we get to football, I see your travels took you to Israel this past February, one of 33 different countries you visited as part of the many projects you undertake. I'm curious, the reasoning behind this trip and what kind of experience it was to visit places like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem.
You know, I love coming on your show, man. You always ask things outside the box. You know, for me, I always like to say that, you know, a power play changed and saved my life in a lot of ways and gave it direction. And football specifically is the ultimate team sport. And I heard this offseason that there was American football in Israel. And my mom was born in Israel. She's a refugee who ended up moving to the States when she was a kid. So I've got a heritage there and, you know, just a background there. And when I found out there was football, I said, I got to go. So I got hired to go over there by their tourism board and create a documentary series around the power play, and we called it We All Speak Ball. And when we went there, I didn't know what to expect, but it would be sold out, and it was men, women, flag, tackle. It was awesome. I mean, it was like Friday Night Lights in Texas or Pennsylvania or California, and they loved it. And it was professional football. It was really unique to see there and then to get the stories, because you have young men and women serving in the military all week, and then they get to Thursday night or Sunday night, and they're going to play football. And to me, it was just beautiful. The backdrop of the old city of Jerusalem, you had Muslims, Arabs, Christians, Jews, all playing on the same team, competing against one another. And for me, it was special because I got to go back court to find out where my mom was born. And I did another short doc on, you know, where she was from and what her background was like. So it was a huge trip for me. It was really powerful and one that definitely changed me.
Absolutely fantastic. By the way, you can follow Yogi on Twitter, the handle at Yogi Roth. And the reason I bring that up, a couple years ago, I noticed as certain games used to move along, get to the entertaining or intense part, you started using that hashtag, how great is ball? What was the inspiration for that?
So it happened randomly. I was calling a game with Ted Robinson, and all of a sudden there was a unique play that just elicits the excitement and enthusiasm, you know, from college football. And I looked at him and I said, hey, man, how great is ball? And all of a sudden, we both just started enjoying it. And I started saying it a lot. And it started happening. And I talked to our lead researcher, Ryan McGrady, five nights a week when we're breaking down film. And it's a joy for us. I think it's a game that, you know, saves many lives. There's 210 stories on both sidelines every weekend. And I really feel that way. You know, the exuberance of this game is what we try to showcase at the Pac-12 networks while coaching the viewer and celebrating this great game. And I think it's a phrase that just encompasses a lot of sports, but specifically for me, football. And it's just a natural phrase, man. It makes you feel good. You know, try it when you say it. Hey, how great is ball? It's kind of, you get lit up a little bit.
No, it's beautiful. Well, let's get to the Pac-12. USC, they start against Western Michigan, top five preseason ranking, first time since 2012. And obviously, big eyeball on Sam Darnold. He's on the cover of SI, ESPN, the magazine. And we know what he did last year, and we always hear about the characteristics that make up a high-level quarterback, be it head, arm, size, heart. When you watch him play, how many of those boxes do you check off with this young guy?
Well, every one of them. You know, I've been around that position for a really long time now. I think it's like my 16th year in college football, which makes me feel kind of old. But watching quarterbacks develop with the Elite 11, and when I was coaching at SC and playing, Sam has all the tools necessary. And what's unique about him is that he's a seeker. And as I studied the position, that's what really it comes down to for me is, guys that are seeking, they're seeking more knowledge, they're seeking to better their body, they're seeking to better their game, they're seeking to be a better son, boyfriend, teammate, and that's Sam. So much so that he and I are doing a podcast all fall, every Wednesday, called The Season of Sam, where we cultivate a masterclass for him where he interviews people. So instead of getting interviewed and him having to have every answer, he gets to interview guys like Trent Dilfer. He interviewed Clay Helton this past week on the episode, and the next couple episodes to come out, he'll be interviewing people that have just accomplished unique things in their life in sport, business, entertainment, wherever he's interested in. And that's because that's the type of young man that he is. And I really think that, you know, that's what makes him special. Now, on the field, he's dynamic. He's a second, third reaction passer. He can play in the pocket, beat you with his eyes and his mind. and he's a physical kid. I mean, he's 6'3 and a half, and he's all of 215, and he's just getting going. So there isn't a mark in his game that you say, ah, man, this is how we attack him. And I think that's what makes him so hard to prepare for.
Yogi, the last time the Trojans were ranked this high was 5 years ago, and they kind of stumbled, ended up 7-6. And some whisper that, yeah, they're always a little overranked. But with how they finished last year, this offense, the second full season under Coach Helton, you think they'll justify all that preseason love?
I don't know. You know, I think they definitely justify the hype. They justify being one of the top 10 teams in the country. Do they finish in the top four? It's not easy when you play Stanford, Texas, and, you know, potentially UW in a Pac-12 title game, as well as be everybody's bullseye. You know, it's just not that easy to go through a season unscathed, and they don't have a bye week. But the reason they're legit is not just Sam. They're built down the middle of this defense. Rasheem Green, Marlon Tuipulotu on the inside. You look at Porter Gustin, my preseason Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year is Uchenna Nwosu, who most people don't even know. Hill will burst onto the scene this year. Cam Smith, Jordan Iosefa. I mean, they've got a variety of linebackers and outside backers in this 3-4 scheme that are unique. And I really like the secondary. They're a physical team. They've got competitive depth, meaning their practices are really hard. And I think they have to be for this team to keep the edge that I think they created last year in the Rose Bowl towards the end of the season. And then, of course, have developed this training camp. And I've been there a bunch, man. They're as legitimate and as talented as any team that I've seen in training camp, probably more talented than any team I've seen in the Pac-12.
Talking with Yogi Roth, Pac-12 Network. Let's get to the North, Cal. After 11 seasons, they parted with Jeff Tedford. Sonny Dykes brought the Bear Raid, limited success. And now it's Justin Wilcox, who's near and dear around here. First head coaching gig, and he certainly surrounded himself with a staff of accomplished coaches. What's the buzz you're hearing about Justin, and is this a definite rebuild, or could they surprise some people?
Oh, it's a rebuild. I mean, they've got to replace some people. I mean, you look at the quarterback position. It's going to be interesting with Ross Bowers. You know, he's a guy from the Northwest as well. You know, his dad is a coach. He's been around the game. His mom was a coach. She was coaching gymnastics at UW for a while. He's a second, third reaction passer, 100%. You know, he's got that edge. When things break down, he's going to go compete at a level that I think will, you know, kind of pull his teammates in, which is necessary. But overall, this conference is just really deep right now. But I think that Justin's perfect for this. You know, I've known him for a long time, since he was at Washington as their defensive coordinator. And he's trained himself to be ready for this position. You know, as most recently as last year, Leonard from Paul Christ. And the first place he coordinated was under Chris Peterson at Boise State. I think that he's got the mentality ready for this job. And what I love is last year, he only signed 14 guys. So it wasn't trying to fix the thing quickly. He's got a long-term plan there. I just think it's going to take a little bit.
All right, let's head north. The Huskies, obviously, off the big breakthrough season, consensus top 10. Their quarterback, two stud backs, a great offensive line. But the defense took a bit of a hit. I mean, that secondary, Buda Baker, Sid Jones, Kevin King, all second-round picks. Elijah Qualls up front. Can they sustain what they started last year? And, you know, they miss USC and not only be in the Pac-12 race, but in a race for all of it?
Oh, yeah. They're just getting going. This program is just getting warmed up. I mean, Chris Peterson, he's a 1%er in my eyes. I put him in the same class as Pete Carroll in terms of coaches I've been able to interact with on a solid level. He's so big time. The way they develop, the way they coach the details, I mean, the way they even take a knee at the end of practice is the most impressive thing you'll see at the end of a practice. Like, they literally walk up and it's on a cadence where they all hit the same knee at the same time. I mean, the details are really a point of emphasis there. And I believe in the phrase, the way you do small things, the way you do all things. And that's this program. Then you add in the players you reference on offense. They're old enough. You know, this offensive line is finally veteran. Trey Adams is a third-year starting tackle at left tackle. This is really the first year he's even playing major college football. So if you think about the development that they've had on that side of the ball, that position group, I really like it. But most importantly, again, defensively, down the middle, you know, Vita Vea, Greg Gaines, they'd start anywhere. Dean Victor, while he's suspended for the first game, he and Keyshawn Bieria, I think, are the best duo at linebacker in the Pac-12. They're not Kevin King yet, but by midseason, when they get tested in games, I think they're going to have the ability for them to be second-round draft picks when their careers are over.
Let's get to Oregon as we continue with Yogi Roth. It's a season like no other. First house cleaning since 1977. It's so long ago. I was in high school. I want to start with the quarterback, Justin Herbert. Know the story on him. Ended up starting last year. From what you've seen, what you've heard from the coaches, how do you evaluate his game and what he might be capable of as a starter from day one?
He's a star. I mean, I think he and Steven Montez are the next group of stars in this conference behind the four that exist right now, and Rose and Darnold, Luke Falk, and the aforementioned Jake Browning. He's got all the tools. I played with Joe Flacco in college, and he reminds me of him. He probably can move a little bit better than him. But most importantly and most impressively, when you talk to the staff, and I'm going to get to talk to him later today, is the confidence that's just naturally grown with him. You know, Willie Taggart, as you know, has made it very clear that he wants him, not necessarily to be more vocal, but whether it's his body language, the confidence that he exudes, but make sure that's a focal point for him. And when you talk to his teammates, they said, like, in the offseason, there was just, like, one day, and all of a sudden he was different. And when you talk to him, he said, I worked at it. You know, he worked at it with Marcus Arroyo, the offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. And to me, that's going to be really fun to watch. And just being at practice 2 weeks ago, he throws two touchdown passes. One is on, he catches the defense on a penalty, and then the other one is an unaudible, and he sprints down and beats two-thirds of the team down to celebrate with the receiver who made the play. That exuberance, that excitement is not his personality if you meet him off the field, but on the field, he's going to light you up. And I'm excited for this team. They're really young. They're going to play four or five wide receivers that are true freshmen or never played before. In the back end, they're going to play true freshmen. Defensive tackle, Jordan Scott, I think, is a star, is a true freshman. So they got realities there, which are they're young, and there'll be some growing pains. But I think this brand has the ability to be red hot pretty quick. And Willie Taggart, I'm so impressed with the job he's done, you know, with his staff, with the energy, and really the mentality he's brought to this program after a season where, you know, they got kicked in the teeth and had to like it. You know, they didn't really deal with that well, obviously, and the changes were made. And now we'll kind of see what happens Saturday night on the Pac-12 Network.
And finally, you kind of alluded to it, some of the youth. I think they've got 33 freshmen and sophomores on their two deep, and there's no real way to know. I mean, let's face it, the defense was awful last year. So after a four-win season, well, what would you say is logical to expect this first year under Coach Taggart?
That's a really hard question. You know, I try not to predict games just because I'm calling them, but I think the first 3 weeks are really critical, you know, for this team and their ability to get to a bowl game. You know, you got Nebraska, obviously, which will be an awesome atmosphere after this week against Southern Utah. And then you go on the road to Wyoming and arguably one of the top two quarterbacks they might face all season long. You know, I think he's really impressive in Josh Allen. So to me, they got to be 2-1, 3-0 obviously is ideal. But you look at the schedule, and if they catch, or if they come together like they need to in the first 3 weeks, their conference schedule can allow them to all of a sudden take a run here. I don't think they compete for the Pac-12 North Championship. I don't think they're UW or Stanford right now. Don't really know what Wazoo is like. Some in practice, I think they're sneaky impressive. But the rest of that bottom half of that conference, I think their talent is just as good or better than anybody else's. And in this conference, you know how it is. If you got a quarterback who can make some plays and create some turnovers on defense, you got a chance. So I think they're going to be in the majority of their games this year, and it's kind of up in the air to see what happens. So 4 wins to 8 wins, I could see that thing swinging one way or the other.
Yeah, that seems to be consensus. He is Yogi Roth. His season starts tomorrow night, North Dakota at Utah. He'll be here in town for Saturday to call the season opener against Southern Utah. Yogi, always great catching up. You all travel safe to Eugene. I look forward to seeing you Saturday. Thanks a million for your time.
Every time, man. Thanks, Drew. I love when talking to you. I really appreciate the question.
All right. Have a good one. Yogi Roth of the Pac-12 Network, always one of my favorite interviews. Let's take a break. We'll be back. More sports talk comes your way, 95.3 The Score.